This is the Make Money Blogging Podcast, episode 23, with digital nomad wannabe founder Sharon Goulet. In today's episode, I'm talking all about how to move from your blog being a hobby to it being a profitable business. Now, this is the biggest problem I hear over and over again from members of the D&W community. They've been blogging for a while and they don't know how to start making money, to start accelerating page views, and basically how to have the success they see people like me having with blogging. I think the biggest reason it's the biggest problem is it seems like such a huge step. And it can be very overwhelming when you're just starting out with a blog or have had one as a hobby for a long time but want it to be more. Hell, it can seem crazy to even think you could be a professional blogger. I'll never forget the look on many people's faces when I quit teaching, telling everybody I was going to be a professional travel blogger. And even when I say that out loud, I know what it sounds like, you know, it sounds crazy. But, you know, it really isn't. And the good news is, it really doesn't have to be stressful and overwhelming to become a professional blogger. You know, it's about being smart, taking it step by step, and being really clear on what you want to achieve and how. Now, in this episode, I'm going to walk you through 8 steps that I think are necessary to make this transition. So this episode is for you if you want to transition to a professional blogger, or you're already trying, but you're getting stuck. And I'm sure that my steps today will help you with this.
Welcome to the Make Money Blogging Podcast with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Each week on this show, you'll find actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income from your blog with no fluff, so you can quit the day job and have more freedom to do what you love. From SEO to affiliate marketing to blogging business strategies, it's all here. Let's start with your host, digitalnomadwannabe.com founder, Sharon Goulet.
So I'm recording this podcast back in Melbourne, where we've just moved back after spending nearly 6 months in Tasmania after escaping severe lockdown here when Melbourne had their second wave. Now, all my family is in Tasmania, you know, and it was great being around them and just living somewhere so pretty and pandemic free. In fact, it felt like a great privilege to get to live somewhere where life was, you know, pretty normal, a bit different than before the pandemic, but nothing that really mattered. But it's also great to be back in Melbourne. You know, we're getting used to being back at new house, kids going back to school, my youngest starting kinder, and just enjoying the summer. So thankful to be somewhere free. And when I wrote this script without Corona in the community, but they just got one case overnight, you know, but obviously for most of the world, that would be an amazing result. So regardless of that, you know, it has been really busy. So you'll have to excuse me for my podcast break. You know, it took a really huge amount of effort buying a house back here in Melbourne, packing up, moving. We had to tie up our old house, both the one we lived in Melbourne before and the one in Tasmania. And it was just like a lot of just stuff to handle that really wasn't very fun. But thankfully, we're all settled now. You know, we love our new house. You know, it's a lot bigger than the old one with a bit of a yard. So we're hopeful that if and when there's another lockdown, we won't go as crazy as we went last year. And we're just loving, you know, being back, enjoying what we love about Melbourne, enjoying the summer weather. You know, I'm recording this on a beautiful 30 degree Celsius day and just trying to enjoy life, you know, while the good times last. It feels very tenuous in this world at the moment. But I do really feel for those of you who are listening to this and I know are going through a much tougher time. You know, many parts of the world don't have the freedom we have right here, right now. And I guess we have to keep in mind, you know, that this will end. You know, the pandemic can't go on forever. But in the meantime, I really do think it's the perfect time to work on growing a flexible online business. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. You know, I've got 8 steps to help you move from your hobby blog to your business blog. And these are all the big steps I had to take and still take to keep my blogging business being successful. It's not really like you just do these things once and you're successful. You know, like most of this stuff you just keep repeating and it just really just ingrains into your daily routine. Now, don't forget you can find today's show notes at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode23. And if you enjoy today's show, make sure you subscribe to the Make Money Blogging Podcast and leave a review. Now, this episode is sponsored by Build Blog Freedom Fast Track, my 10-week program that shows you the 20% of blogging you need to do to get 80% of the results step by step. You'll learn exactly how to use SEO to get traffic and then to monetize that traffic with affiliates. Now, this is exactly the process I have followed to grow all my sites. And in this course, I give you the traffic and income goals you can expect to achieve in the next year and then the strategies and steps you need to reach them. It covers off many of the steps I will talk about today and it's incredibly valuable. But now let's dive into the 8 steps for taking your blog from hobby to business, starting with step 1, which is to be clear on your goals and what you want to achieve. So if you want to build your blog into a business, you should be really clear about this to yourself and the people around you. You should have clear goals, and this should reflect this desire. So what does your blog being a business look like to you? For me, this needed to be a clear financial goal. So how much do you need your blog to earn to support yourself or replace your day job? Also consider what business costs you might have. You know, like a business will have costs, so you'll need a higher revenue than the figure you need to live off. So you probably need to aim a bit higher than just the amount to replace your day job or what you need to live day by day. Now, there can be goals beyond this too. You know, I loved how a recent student in the fast track also had as a goal the number of hours she wanted to work a week. Or maybe being featured in your local paper is important to you, or speaking at a conference. Now, whatever your goals are, be clear on what you are setting out to do, and they should all feed into the fact that your blog is going to be a business. So do make sure you really question your goals, like go through any goal you have and make sure that it's really the case that you need to reach that for your blog to be a business. Okay. It's really easy to get caught up on chasing the wrong things, like you want a certain number of page views or social media follows, and then being disheartened when your blog doesn't earn anything. Okay. Now, everyone's definition of what exactly a business is when it comes to blogging will be different. But for me, certainly it should be earning money, right? Whereas I would never think your blog has to hit a certain number of page views to be a business. So think through what it is that's important to you. Now, step two is to invest in yourself. You know, I feel like this one should really go without saying, but often I see bloggers in the D&W Facebook group completely reluctant to spend any money on themselves or on their blogs. Now, how many businesses have you heard of with zero costs? Because to be honest, I don't know of any, and that includes all the bloggers I know that have had success. They have costs, right? They wouldn't even dream that they could get by without costs or even think about not having them. Because blogging really isn't any different to any other business. Now, I personally reinvested everything I earned in my first year of trying to build my blog into a business in tools for my blog and training for myself. And I also invested some of our other money, so my husband's earnings, in other words. This won't just help you speed up and ensure your success, but it will help you feel and act more seriously about your blog. You know, there's nothing like spending a couple of $100 to make it all seem more real that this is a serious endeavor. It's also worth remembering that if you currently have a career, you no doubt invested in that. You know, how much did you spend on education and training? And not just directly, but indirectly as well. You know, I have 2 university degrees and a graduate diploma. And I can tell you that I spent a lot, you know, not just in the uni fees, the books, the transport, but it's also the opportunity lost, right? Like during that time, I could have been working full time. So there's all that money I didn't earn because I could only have casual jobs. And, you know, there was a lot of restraints because I was at university. Now, would you expect to be successful in your current field without having spent that time? You know, I wouldn't have been a programmer. I wouldn't have even got a job without having spent that time. You know, I wouldn't have been a teacher without having gone back and spent more time. I wouldn't expect to have success without improving myself. Even when I was in the jobs, I expected to still be learning, right? In fact, in teaching here in Victoria where I live, it's essential. You have to do a certain number of professional development hours every year or you stop being able to be a registered teacher, right? It really is important in like pretty much every field unless it's like an entry-level job. And blogging is no different. You know, you need to learn the craft. The upside is you definitely don't need to spend, you know, 3 or 4 years at university to do so or even study it full time. You can do a course like the Fast Track and get a long way studying in the evenings in 10 weeks. Now, I 100% wouldn't be where I am now without the courses I did when I was starting out. You know, I consistently reinvest in myself too over the years and I keep doing it. You know, I'm doing a course right now, in fact, because what I'm trying to do in my business, you know, evolves and I want to evolve with it. I always want to do a better job. There's always areas I can see to improve. And like, to me, that's also part of the fun. You know, I didn't become a blogger because I didn't want to learn anymore. I love learning. I love like the evolution that I'm taking with all of that. But even if you don't love it, you know, it really is an essential part. You can't expect to be an expert blogger without putting the hours in. Now, I really recommend you have a budget for your business, and it can be a little to start off with and then grow as your blog earns money. Even thinking you have $100 to spend on your blogging business can make a big difference to your mindset. Ideally, though, if you don't know how to do the upcoming steps, investing in a course and learning how really is the way you'll make the biggest difference and have the biggest time saving and have the best chance of success. Now, step 3 is to make it about your audience. Because a huge step from going to being a hobby blogger to a business blogger with your blog is to shift who your blog is about. If you want to be successful, your blog has to be for your audience and not for you. Okay, so the blog has to be for your audience and not for you. And don't think you already realize that. Really think it over if you haven't thought about it before. Because it might seem obvious, but it's one of the biggest things I see people getting wrong. And it's actually a big mindset shift. Okay, it's much bigger than it might sound when I just say that. It's so important, in fact, that it's the first step of my course, The Fast Track. In the first week, you really concentrate on this and really shifting how you view what your blog is about and who it is for. Because it's so often I see people in blogging groups talking about posting about what they want to write about, you know, for example, there's more to it than that. But if you want to be successful, it's not about writing about topics that you feel the urge to write about. It's about looking at your audience and thinking about what they need help with and then helping them with your content. Hopefully you can see the distinction. And the first step to this is to be super clear who your audience is, what their pain points are, what they want to know, you know, all those types of things. And then your blog content and everything else, so social media posts and newsletters, everything you do should be around serving that. It's not about writing about something because you feel like it or you just went on a trip there, for example. I will say here, though, that it's not always the case that I don't ever write about something because I want to, right? You don't have to be 100% purely a blog run for business, right? It can still be partly your hobby if you want it to be, you know, and I certainly do post about things I want to at times. But I'm also clear with myself that that's not a business activity. If I want to write that blog post, for example, it's not going to help grow my business. I'm doing it purely for myself. Okay, so that should be in my hobby allocated time, not in the time that I've allocated to working on my business. Okay, now at the beginning, if you're lacking on time to work on your blog and your blog isn't at the level of income you are aiming for, then just don't do the hobby activities, right? Like, you'll just save a lot of time, especially if it's blog post writing, because blog posts take a lot of time. You know, reach your goals and then allow that hobby time back in if you want to. Now, step four is to have a strategy. Of course, none of the above will matter without a strategy to grow your blog income. If you don't know how to get your blog earning money and attracting your target audience, then your first task, once you have your goals, your budget, and understand who your audience is to learn a strategy. So stop writing new posts, posting on social media, anything you do on your blog, and just find that strategy that appeals to you and will work with your target audience and learn and implement it. While a course can really help you there, like the Fast Track if you want to learn SEO and affiliate marketing, you can find strategies online. Just expect it to take much longer and to make more mistakes. You know, I don't really subscribe to this thing that a lot of people say that everything is out there online already. You know, there's plenty that I teach that I have never found online. But even if you can find the bits online, right, like they're not in a logical order, you don't know if your source is trustworthy. There's just so many ways that you can make mistakes with it. Okay? But you can certainly get there without ever buying a course. You just got to really expect it to take much longer, make more mistakes, and maybe you just will never learn these things as well as you could have. Now, some big ones, like mistakes that I see bloggers making when it comes to this, is thinking that they need to be everywhere and worrying about diversification before they have anything to diversify. You know, no one can be everywhere effectively. And by this, I mean on all social media channels, you know, trying to do SEO, writing on your blog. You know, you just can't do that effectively, not when you're one person. If you have like a massive team of people, sure, that may be possible. But if you're just trying to make that step from hobby blogger to having a business, like just don't do it. There really is no need. Work on one strategy at a time and get that perfect before moving on to another. You know, if you can get one thing right, like the SEO and affiliate marketing I teach, then it will make a huge difference to your blogging success and you'll have the business you want. And you'll be much more likely to have this success if you pour your time into this one strategy rather than spending lots of little bits of time on lots of little things and never really getting anything right. And while it is good to diversify at some point, I'm not saying you should never want to diversify, it's ridiculous to worry about that at the beginning, right? There is nothing to diversify when you're not making any money, when you're not getting the traffic yet. Get one thing right, and then you're going to want to make sure you're not just relying on Google or Facebook or Pinterest to bring you traffic or just one affiliate or just advertising, right? Like you're going to want to diversify how you're getting traffic and how you're getting income. But that is a step for much further down the line once you have this business, okay? Because remember, once you get your blog to that point when you're earning a decent income, when you can, you know, quit your day job, you can work on it more fully, it'll be much easier to do those things anyway. Okay, just get that one thing working first. The step five is to track everything and keep learning from your own successes and failures. And this one is so important and often ignored because I think tracking can be quite boring. I know that I just keep discovering more ways I should have tracked and ways that I could have done better if I just hadn't been ignoring it. Okay. And I do a fair bit of tracking, don't get me wrong. It definitely is instrumental in my success, but there's often more you can always track. Because you're only going to get better and improve by knowing what has worked on your blog and what hasn't and why. And that's what tracking will do for you, whether that's tracking keywords, your traffic, what affiliate links are converting best, what difference your ad level makes to your income, and not just your income from ads, but to your affiliate and all the other ways you monetize. You know, there's just so much you can track and work out. You know, how many people open your newsletters? Like, it can go on and on and on. You know, because any strategy that you learn, you know, that you implement in the previous steps, they will be about what generally works, right? When you get advice from me or anyone else, I'll be like, this is what works with SEO. You know, this is how you find a keyword. This is what you do, whatever. And that's what generally works, right? And you'll have a lot of success with learning that. But over time, if you track and learn from what you're doing, you will learn exactly what works for your blog and your audience, right? Because every blog and every audience is slightly different. And while things will generally work, you know, if you follow my strategy to get keywords, you'll find one that works. If you really track how well it works and what types of keywords work best and what topics work best for your blog and your audience, you'll get so much better at it, right? You'll be able to just glance at a top 10 in Google and know whether it's for you or not. Okay? All these things happen from tracking and learning, and not just with SEO, with any strategy you want to do. And that's what's really priceless when you can get to that level. It makes it so much easier, quicker, and you can be more sure of your success. And that's when it's easier to invest more in your business too, because you know exactly what you're doing and what effect it will have. So really make sure you're tracking whatever you can and learning from it and improving always. I think this is a huge difference from working on your blog as a hobby versus a business. And that's how you can keep improving your results. And actually, as reluctant as many of us can be to track, right, it actually generally doesn't take very much time at all once you do it the first time. It's much quicker than learning a new strategy, and it can have so much bigger consequences if you just do what you're doing already better. Now, step six is to surround yourself by the right bloggers. You know, the mistakes I made at the beginning of my blogging journey were because I listened to the wrong bloggers. You know, I went into blogging groups filled with amateurs, and for some reason listened to their advice like somehow it could help me when it hadn't helped them. In fact, I wouldn't even know if it helped them or not because I didn't even know who they were. Like, why was I listening to people with, you know, when I don't even know who they are? Just really don't do that. Only follow advice from people who have the version of success you want. So they're not just saying they're a successful blogger, but they have that one, you know? Like, I don't really bother with Twitter at all, right? So listening to any advice I have on Twitter would be a pointless activity. Like, don't listen to me talk about Twitter. Not that I would, right? Because I'm very aware that I don't know Twitter. But I'm a great person to follow if you want to have success with SEO and affiliate marketing. Okay, so find those people who have that version of success that you want, like that specific version. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean you become best friends, but only surround yourself with their advice. It's also really priceless to form a community of people around you with similar goals and are all in with making blogging work as well. You know, when I first got serious about blogging, I was lucky enough to form some great connections with people at a similar stage as me. And guess what? Most of them reached and exceeded their blogging goals. And since they're at a similar stage, you know, they weren't so great for advice. So, you know, if you surround yourself with the similar stage people, do be wary about the advice. But they were great for helping me feel like this was possible and that I could do it, you know, and we check in, and when we had successes, you know, like I would clearly know that they'd come from the same place as me of not knowing anything, and they'd able to make this thing work. So if they could, I could, right? It was just really, really good for my mindset and knowing that it was possible. And all of this is actually still why today I'm so confident talking to you in this podcast and in other D&W channels about how you too can become a professional blogger. Because I know so many bloggers who start off feeling how you do now, but they did make it work. So I highly recommend you find your own blogging friends where you're all set on success. You know, stay away from negative Nancy's and find a few bloggers that have the success you want and surround yourself with their advice. So the Build Blog Freedom Fast Track community is awesome for this. You get new friends to go through your journey with who are serious as you are, as well as me to answer all your questions. But, you know, you can find your own groups like this as well. Step seven is not to hold back. Okay, you need to jump in 100% and have the mindset you'll make this work, you know, because you can. I was speaking to a blogging friend the other day, actually, and even though she earns a great side income from her blog, she's still reluctant to jump in fully. The way she talks about her blog is littered with excuses about how she doesn't have the time, how she could never leave her full-time job. But at the same time, I know what she really wants to do is to blog full time. It's like she hopes it will magically take off and then she can jump in 100%. That's just not really the way it works. You need to 100% jump in, you know, 100% back yourself. You need to work on your mindset and know that you can make it work. And if you don't, you'll self-sabotage, you'll make bad choices, you know, you won't do that investment in yourself, and you'll never really go for those big goals. Now, I'm not saying you have to jump in like I jumped in when I moved my whole family to Asia to like dedicate my time to working on becoming a professional travel blogger. But I'm saying you need to back yourself and only let yourself feel confident that you can do it and just stop making excuses, right? You don't have to quit that day job, but you do have to be serious that you're going to make it work. You know, just watch the way you talk about your blog and to yourself and to others and see how you talk about it. Are you still making excuses? You know, you really just have to stop it. Because trust me, no matter how much you love your current job, when you have your own business that gives you freedom and flexibility, you won't miss it and you'll wonder why you ever hesitated. So thanks for that you're still listening to me. It's time for the final step. And that is a quick and easy one, which is give it time. You know, blogging success doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. Don't stress when 3 months later you don't have a zillion readers and a zillion dollars. You're doing the right things. If you're showing up consistently, you have clear goals, you're investing in yourself, you're focused on your audience, you're 100% in, you know, you're on the right track. You just have to keep at it and keep the faith that you can do it. Because like, even though I said it was the easiest moment, it was like a quick and easy thing for me to explain. Because in reality, this was probably the hardest step for me, for sure, to keep working hard, to keep showing up when there was no guarantee, when I really just hoped it would work. Although that's how it felt at the time. I wouldn't say it was just hope. You know, I was doing all these right things. I'd invested in myself. I knew I had strategies that worked. I knew I could make it work. But to keep showing up with that faith every day, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, it was hard. You know, it's the hardest thing I've ever done to just keep at it. But, you know, the rewards were so worth it. And not just how I've been able to transform mine and my family's lives, but it is so rewarding to know that I did that I persisted, that I showed up, that I had that faith, and that I was able to achieve something over that period of time when everyone was telling me I couldn't, right? Like, it's an amazing feeling. And you can do it too, but you do have to give it that time. You do have to keep showing up. You do have to keep the faith and do what you can to have that right mindset so that you can keep working on being successful. So today we've talked about how to make the change from being a hobby blogger to building a business by talking about having clear goals, investing in yourself, making your blog about your audience and not yourself, how important it is to have a strategy and to track results, and how you should jump in 100% day after day and not give up easily. I hope you found this interesting and it's helped you understand how to make this transition, or if you've already started, where you might be having problems. And you can find show notes for this episode at digitalnomadwannabe.com/episode23. Now make sure you subscribe to this channel because we have some great episodes coming up, because I'm going to be talking to a couple of bloggers who I've coached and helped in the past publicly. So there's Keith from episode 3 of the podcast, who I gave a 2-month roadmap of what to do for blogging success. And Leanna, who was part of my case study on D&W in 2018 and 19, who started a blog on Nebraska. We're going to hear how they're going now, what success they've had, what they've learned that can help you, and so much more. And I look forward to chatting with you then.
Thanks for listening to Make Money Blogging with Digital Nomad Wannabe. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable tips and strategies for growing traffic and income for your blog so you can build a blogging business you love. Don't forget to leave a review so we can continue to bring you the best content. See you next episode.